An Australian Academy has launched an unparalleled musical representation of the pandemic experience. The Australian National Academy of Music is showcasing over 8 hours of work. And this weekend, it all comes to life at Melbourne's Abbotsford Convent. Kalkadunga man and composer William Barton and performer Josiah Kopp will be opening the show, and they're both here on Radio National Breakfast. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, and very happy to have you both here. Firstly, to you, William, I have to ask, is this the first time you guys have met in person?
Yesterday or the day before. We've crossed paths at various events, you know, with the Melbourne Symphony and so on and so forth. Yep. But yeah, this is our first time in real life to actually connect on our collaboration.
Right. So, Josiah, what's that like to finally kind of meet in person after all this work?
It was amazing. I mean, we were obviously communicating over text and over Zoom and those kind of mediums, but it's been amazing to actually be in the flesh, and the piece has kind of taken on a bit of a new life and new meaning since we've been together. So it's been amazing, yeah.
So, William, you're a composer and a performer, taking your didgeridoo around the world, playing the Vatican and no doubt some of the most remote places in Australia. What drew you to compose classical music?
I guess it was embedded within my soul from a very young age, you know, growing up in Mount Isa and mum playing classical music to me as a child and before I was born even, you know, so that seed had already been sown and like watered, you know, from a very young age. And it was a natural transition to, I guess, now in my chapter of life, like actually recognize that you need like a symphonic orchestra to capture this elements of, you know, the sophisticated landscape, particularly of the Australian landscape, with the sonic nature of an orchestra. And then, you know, bringing it back down to the humble singular instrument where through breath, you know, particularly the instrument of our desires, you know, you get this warmth, but very true and open, raw interaction between the two elements.
Josiah, you're starting at ANAM. What did you first think of this huge idea of 67 composers and performers making 67 new works? I mean, it's like kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a huge feat. And I mean, the fact that ANAM brought it together the way that they have is incredible. It also feels deeply personal. I mean, the relationship that everyone has had with their composer has been, even though the scale is so grand, the actual connection between the composer and the artist or the students or whatever you like has been really, yeah, deeply personal and very intimate. So it's great.
And William, tell us about this composition Journey song and how, what it started with. Where did the concept come from?
Well, the concept is, you know, I see it always in, it's always existent, a concept. So it's becoming in tune with that concept and, you know, having a yarn and having a conversation with Desire and his journey as well. So that's why we call it Journey Song. And if I may read some of the program notes from it. A song of resonance from within, our cultural and religious connection. What is our ancestral song that is passed down from generation to generation? A language, a feeling, our own song, our story, our honouring of a special lullaby, you know, encompassing the Old Testament, the old law, L-O-R-E, and embracing change in an open conversation with a unified path. That's the feeling that we want to portray in this piece, you know, and as Josiah said, you know, like that sort of intimate connection when you have the composer and the musician, you know, conveying that story, you know, it takes on its own life in real time. And you can't do that over Zoom. You've got to have real time connection with that person, you know, yeah, and their instrument.
Josiah, you play the horn, but had you worked with the didgeridoo before? Are there similarities?
I'd worked in the orchestra. I've actually worked with William before, sitting, you know, all the way back in the horn section with him at the front, probably wouldn't have recognised me, but
all the way back in the horn section, I like it.
The mischief's in the back
of the
bus.
Main part of the band,
but yeah, no, I mean, he was obviously initially, like, what can you do on the horn? What kind of techniques can you implore on the instrument? And then obviously we found a common ground on multiphonics, which are, you'll hear in the excerpt that we demonstrate at the end, that it's basically playing a note on the horn, or it's also similarly on the didgeridoo, and then singing another, vocalizing another note on top of it to create harmony. And William was obviously very keen on employing that technique, which is something that I, you know, horn players don't necessarily pick up the horn and start their day off doing multiphonics. So it was sort of one of those things that I had to grow and learn and be challenged by. But yeah, it's been awesome. It's been great.
So, William, we are going to hear the last 3 minutes of your 7-minute composition. So thank you for finding the 3 minutes that we can play on Radio National.
No worries.
Set the scene for us. What are we going to hear in the Journey song?
You're going to hear the last movement of the piece and I guess the calling out of Josiah's journey and mine and finding a common ground on that hill somewhere in, you know, Australia or somewhere in that old country, you know, far away in Europe. It is about the connection to people and humanity. So here we go.
Thank you. Have blown me away. It is rare that I am that moved by a piece of music that is just incredible. That is Journey Song. Can we, where do we find that? Can you stream that? How do I obtain that for high rotation?
We're actually recording it. Sorry, Will. We're actually recording it this afternoon, and I'm not entirely sure of the intentions of where that's going to go, but tonight
it will be online later, yes, and you'll find details through NM and through my website williambarton.com.au and Josiah.
Okay.
But also tonight there's going to be a concert at NM, an opening concert of the set festival for all the set pieces. It's just a small selection, but William and I are actually going to be opening that concert, and so you can get your tickets for, I think it's $18 for tonight's concert or $90 for the whole festival. I think it starts at 7 o'clock at the convent tonight. You can find that on that.
7 o'clock and, you'll hear the entire piece. So hope to see you there.
I've just got a text message. Clearly Lisa feels the same way as me. She's in Geelong in Victoria and she says, incredible, in sobbing tears here. It is a really amazing piece of music. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
So yeah, lovely to have you on. That was Journey Song to be recorded and then I will absolutely hunt it down. Proud Kalkadunga man and composer William Barton and performer Josiah Kopp, both in the studio with us. The festival is called Anam, set in Melbourne from tonight, and they aim to take it around the country sometime soon.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.